Welcome to the Lawyer Brit podcast. In this episode, I'm talking about three ways to improve your intake calls. If you want to improve your sales pitch, increase your conversion rate, and get more clients, keep listening. You're listening to the Lawyer Brit podcast. I started my law firm at just 28 years old, and a year later, the firm profited $1.78 million. In this podcast, I teach lawyers how to strategically launch and grow their law firms into multi-million dollar empires. I love intake calls. You might call them consult calls or consultations or sales calls, whatever you call them. The purpose of an intake call is to convert a lead into a client. That's all sales is in general, is converting a lead into a signed and paying client. So we do marketing so that we attract leads to us, right? The point of doing that sales call, getting that person on the phone and actually talking to them about what their needs are and what their goals are, that is the process of converting them into a paying client. So if you are marketing, getting leads in the door, there's really two ways to increase your number of clients, is to market more, to bring in more leads, but also to improve your sales pitch and take more of those leads and convert more of them into clients. Because if you have 100 leads and you're only converting 50, that's okay. That's, 50% conversion rate. But if you increase that, if you improve your sales pitch to the point where you get 100 leads and you're signing 85, well, now we're talking. Now you're increasing the size of your business. You're increasing your income. You're increasing your revenue. And that is what I'm going to explain today, is how to improve your sales pitch in your intake call so that you can have a higher conversion rate, meaning sign more clients from those leads. Number one is to actually sell. The first mistake attorneys make in intake calls is they don't sell. They literally don't sell themselves. And it's bizarre to me. I talked about this in my last CEO coffee chat, which is my free weekly email series where I talk about the behind the scenes of running my seven-figure law firm. On the podcast, I share practical tips, a lot of practical tips in the behind the scenes CEO coffee chat. I talk more about why I made the decisions that I did, kind of like how I run on the back end. And if you're interested in signing up for that, it's a free email series, goes out every Friday. If you want to sign up, lawyerbrit.co, that's co/CEO-coffee-chat. It's also linked in the show notes if you'd like to sign up. And I highly recommend, obviously I write them, but they're very valuable. And I was talking about in the most recent CEO coffee chat about how attorneys make this mistake of not selling in their intake calls or their consult calls. You have to actually convey to someone the information they need to decide whether to work with you. You have to actually explain to them why they need to hire you and how that works. And this is what happens on the sales call. Because for some reason, attorneys love to just ask a bunch of questions about what happened and then explain what their fee is. And while those are important parts of a sales call, you're missing the biggest point is the sales call. I mean, imagine if you were buying a house and you went to talk to a realtor about a certain home and all they said was, oh, okay, you're interested. All right, what are you looking for? A 3-bedroom, 2-bath? Okay, great. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. So the price is going to be, $450,000. And they didn't even get into the sell of why the house is great. The actual meat and potatoes of selling happens within that framework of the sales call. And in my accelerated CEO program, I teach a 4-part sales call. Qualifying questions, sales pitch, overcoming objections, and closing. That is the 4 parts to a very successful intake call. And part 2, the sales pitch, there's a 3-part sales pitch that I teach. Outcome, process, and values. Talking about each part of these in the Accelerated CEO program, but right now I'm explaining that to improve your sales pitch, which means convert more leads into more clients, have a higher conversion rate, you need to get really clear on your process and your values. So when I talk about this 3-part sales pitch, when I'm talking about doing that sale, giving the information that they need to decide whether to work with you, you're going to talk about your outcome, your process, and your values. So the outcome is, what outcome are you reaching for the client? What do you want to do for them? What do you hope to achieve for them? Process is, how do you get there? What do you do to get that outcome for the client? Number 3 is your values. What do you value as a company, as a firm, and how do you use those values in achieving your outcome? How do you use those values in your process? How are you different, essentially? And the best way to improve your sales pitch is to get really clear on your process and your values and convey that very clearly to your lead on your sales call. What do I mean by this? Well, if you're a firm who wants to collaborate with potential clients and wants to have constant communication, wants input all the time, let's say you're an IP attorney, right? And you need that constant communication, constant input about what the client wants to do. What is their decision, right? And that's what your value is in your process, because your process is your process, right? It's what you do. I talk about this in the Accelerated CEO program too. Your process is steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to get to where you need to be for the client to get to that outcome. The values is how you get there. So if your value is that you want constant communication and decision-making and collaboration with the client, convey that in your sales pitch. Because somebody who is maybe on the fence about hiring an attorney to help them with this thing, or somebody who has trouble giving up control, or somebody who has a lot of ideas and wants to be involved, they're going to be so attracted to that value. They're going to say, oh, wow, here is a firm that will let me be part of this. Here's a firm that I can collaborate with them. And they'll get excited about that value and they'll see a connection there. And boom, you've sold somebody. You're not just talking about, okay, what are, you know, questions 1, 2, and 3 about what you need and here's our fee. It's, hey, questions 1, 2, and 3, but here's how we operate. Our value is constant communication and collaboration and reaching this outcome for you. And somebody who's into that is going to be like, yeah, sign me up, done. I'm sold. And that's why it's so important to talk about your values, is because you're going to attract that perfect client for you. I've said in many podcast episodes and in many posts online that not everyone is going to be for you. And that's okay, because you're making room for the people that want you. You're making room for your people who want what you have exactly how you offer it. And so somebody who wants to be involved is going to be like, oh, wow, yeah, I need this person valued. They're aligned with my values. Getting clear on your values and adequately conveying that in your sales pitch is going to increase your ROI. It's going to increase your conversion rate a ton, because the people that are aligned with you are going to say, oh, this is who I need. This is exactly who I need. Same thing with your process. So in that sales pitch, we're talking about our outcome, our process, and our values. So when you're talking about your process, you're explaining how you're getting that outcome for the client. Again, if you get really clear on what your process is, the people who appreciate that process, the people who see the value in everything you're going to achieve for them, are going to be happy to sign up. They're going to be happy to pay you to do what you do. And that will also increase your conversions. Again, going back to what I was saying about typical attorneys just saying, okay, yeah, we can handle this case for you. Here's our fee. Well, now you're just talking about what you're going to take from them. You haven't even explained what you're going to give them, what you're going to do to get that outcome for them. So explaining your process is even better, because now this person A doesn't want to do the whole process by themselves. Maybe they don't feel like they can do the whole process by themselves. And they're more likely to say, okay, this is who I need. I mean, the values really shows like, yes, this is, I'm connected, I'm aligned with this firm, with this business. But the process also makes you a little more inclined to want to use your company to achieve that outcome for them. So getting really clear on your process and your values is so important. That's number one. That is the first way to improve your intake call, is to actually sell and get really clear on your process and your values in your sales pitch. Number two is matching the lead's energy. I've talked about this many times. I also discussed this in depth in Accelerated CEO and in Law Firm Launch. Conversations are either relationship-based or outcome-based. Every single conversation you have is relationship-based or outcome-based. You can talk to somebody multiple times in a day, and each conversation can be different. One can be relationship, the next outcome, the next relationship, the next outcome. You need to match what kind of conversation you're having with the person you're speaking with. So when I say matching the lead's energy, so if somebody wants to have a relationship-based conversation, it's primarily about building the relationship, speaking to each other, getting that rapport going. It doesn't mean you're not going to talk about whatever you need to talk about or get to the meat and potatoes of why you're conversing, but it just means that primarily the goal there is to build the relationship. And then there's also outcome-based conversations. There's no relationship building in outcome-based conversations. You're purely getting to the meat and potatoes. The energy that your conversation partner is giving off is either I want to chit-chat or I want to get down to business. That's relationship versus outcome-based. It's important to figure out in the first moment of a conversation if you're having a relationship-based or an outcome-based conversation. Because when you are opening up a relationship-based conversation, it's usually like, oh, how you doing? Yeah, how about you? How's it going? Oh, it's pretty good over here, you know, a little bit rainy. Oh, yeah, you know, it's great over here. I went to go see the kids, you know, over the weekend, blah, blah, blah. Outcome-based is, hey, how you doing? Hey, pretty good. So here's what we're getting into, da-da-da-da-da-da. And it goes right into the outcome, right into the meat and potatoes of why you're even talking in the first place. It's important to match that energy and to figure out in the beginning which kind of conversation this is going to be. Why is it important? Think about this. Think about if someone calls you up and they want to have a relationship-based conversation. Hey, how you doing? You know, oh yeah, we had a great weekend. We just went to see the kids, da da da. They want to chit-chat. If you're getting right down to the meat and potatoes, you're like, hey, that sounds good. So here's what we're talking. They're going to say, oh, well, this person's rude. They don't want to chit-chat before we get down to it. Now I feel like you don't even care about me and we have no relationship at all. Flip that around to if somebody wants to have an outcome-based conversation and you are sitting there and you're like, hey, how's it going? And they're like, yeah, it's good. Like, oh, yeah, well, we had a great weekend and da-da-da-da and oh, this thing happened and this thing happened. They're going to be like, ugh. They're going to be annoyed. They're like, come on, get to the point of why you called. I don't have time to sit here all day. So if you don't match the energy, they're going to find you rude or annoying. But if you match the energy, it's boom, boom, boom. And now you've built trust. You've built a rapport. You've built a relationship. Even if you're just outcome-based, you're still building that relationship. You're still building that trust in that conversation. That's why it's important to match the energy. You're either matching the energy of the relationship or matching the energy of the outcome. Figure out which one it is immediately and stick to it in that conversation. Matching the energy will build trust. This is important in sales calls because you want that person to trust you. This lead has shown interest in working with your firm. The sales call is the time to build that trust and give them the information they need to be able to decide whether they want to work with you or not. And if you build that trust early on by matching their energy right away, they're going to feel more connected with you and you have a higher chance of converting that lead. And that's why it's important to match the lead's energy. So the first way to improve your intake call is to sell, to really improve that sales pitch by getting clear on your process and your values. The best way to get clear and to improve your sales pitch is to do A/B testing. A/B testing is the third way to improve your intake call. A/B testing is essentially experimenting with two variants of a certain technique. So testing ways to convey to your potential clients your values, testing ways to explain what your process is, testing ways to match their energy, testing through multiple leads and multiple sales calls helps you decide and find the best phrasing, the best energy, the best pitch to use when you are on an intake call and you are trying to convert a lead. I would switch up your pitch every single week and see what converts the best. So when I first started, I wrote out my pitch. Like I had bullet points of what I wanted to talk about. And the first few sales calls probably weren't great. I mean, as I talked about in the CEO coffee chat the other week, I didn't even sell really in the first one. Like I had to learn what I was doing, but I still wrote down what I was saying because I wanted there to be uniformity. I didn't want to be flying by the seat of my pants. I wanted some kind of guide that I could use to make sure I conveyed what I wanted to convey in the sales call. So I would advise writing out bullet points for your pitch and then testing, A/B testing, switching up every week. So 1 week you're talking about this kind of value. The next week you're talking about this kind of thing. The next week you're talking about the process a little bit longer than you did before. And then see what converts the best. Look back on your weeks and see how many leads did I convert this week versus that week? What did I talk about this week versus that week? It also might be that different things work for different kinds of leads. I know from experience that age groups have a lot to do with what people want to know and how long they want to remain on the phone during a sales call. It does vary by personality or demographic, and it's important to realize those distinctions and then determine, okay, is this kind of person who's going to want to talk about process a lot, Or is this the kind of person that just wants the quick two bullet points and wants to move on to the rest of it, right? That kind of goes back to matching your energy, right? If somebody's outcome-based, you want to give them exactly what they need to know and not talk to them for 30 minutes about everything having to do with the entire case. It might be better to stick to the bullet points, the spark notes, if you will. So writing out that pitch and then saving the changes that you're making and looking back on these weeks and seeing when you converted the most leads, that's going to help in improving your intake call, in converting more leads, because you're going to know exactly what people want to hear. It's not like you're flying by the seat of your pants every time, and if you convert, you convert, and if you don't, you don't. No, we're actually testing. We're A-B testing what people want to hear and what they respond the best to. What do they want to know and how do they want to know it in order to make a decision about whether to hire you? That is absolutely essential in improving your sales call and improving your sales call, your intake call, whatever you want to call it, in improving how many clients that you sign from your leads. Absolutely essential. And keep in mind that your intake call, your sales pitch, is only a part of your overall sales system. You build a sales system to consistently generate and convert leads to bring in clients almost on autopilot to your law firm. This is a technique that I talk about in my Build Your $1 Million Law Firm Masterclass, is having that sales system so that you're never flying by the seat of your pants, wondering where your next client's coming from. Everything is moving consistently and you're generating new business on autopilot consistently all the time. If you'd like to watch that masterclass, you can find it in the link in my bio, the show notes for this episode, or if you go to lawyerbritt.co/million masterclass, you can watch the Build Your $1 Million Law Firm Masterclass, where I talk about setting up your sales system and having an actual system in place to not only attract leads, but also convert them and then initiate the case. If you found value in this podcast episode, I would love for you to share it on your Instagram story and tag me. I will repost your story to my page. And if you have any ideas about topics you'd like to hear about, please DM me and let me know. I'm always here to give you the advice, encouragement, and knowledge that you need to build your $1 million law firm and your high-end life.